think, but.
So yesterday we were doing the Shuva Sarivash. We should continue the Shuva Sarivash because we didn't finish. We ran out of time. I mean, it's a very important Shuva for many reasons. Specifically for Gozeis, combing hair, that's what it's about. But as we shall see, it had an impact on Sikresha in general. Okay. Oh. See if we can get to the right spot. We did discuss many of the aspects of the Rivash already yesterday. The question is it Ipsikresha or not? No, the Archas of this we went too far. Again, he takes every. We started from a Dover Borer, that it's Ipsikresha, it's Usser. And he says why Shabbos is worse than Nazir. Skila. He wants to know why Rashi says it's Sekreshin, why it says Miskaven. They gave the textual reason why. We did yesterday the Lumdish reason why. Let's read it again. Yesh Yashu Ledvarav. How do we explain the Lashon of the Gemara according to Shittas Rashi? Two different things. Let's chazer again. Hamaksha Yasavar Shiesh Srika Delohavi Psikresha. Im Yisrok Adam Rosho, remember this language? Ukfutzos of Sturos Lo Taltalim, the Ein Berosho Nimen Meduldolim, as Evsha Shalo Yosher Seir Klal. That's why the Maksha held that way, not a Psikresha. Rav answered, no, it's a Psikresha. Why? Shein Adam Sorek Alek Shiesh Nimen Meduldolim Berosho, Kidei Lahashiron, Shein Asrika Dover Acher, and therefore, when Rava said, Shazel sheyichotchu k'tzosim and akshiru lamata, or sheyitoshume ikaron. We read it yesterday. We read it again today. We have to come back to it later. It's a hard. We have to understand what every word means. But we'll get a chance to chazer it. Before we come back to chazer it and analyze it more, I want to cover the other aspects in the tshuva. Okay. I always say the problem with the Bar Ilan is they don't indent the paragraphs. So when the paragraph ends at the end of a line, you can't find a new paragraph. I just discovered it, Baruch Hashem, here. U'mashe ratzisa lahakrish misvarascha. Heyot ha-srik ha-psikra. You deny the fact? V'nasat ha-tam l'dvarecha, the whole of the chazina, de'ein ha-sorek tolish kol sarosho, ad shal yishor bo afilu echad. Echad. There's not, no hair left at all. It's what we spoke at the end of the shiur. Kirech mikam mikam. You can't pick any one hair. Oh, Psikreshu, pull out this hair. There are, how many hairs are on your head? How many hairs are on your head? Thousands, no? What'd you say? So, there's not one of the thousands that you know for sure it's going to be pulled out. So that should solve the problem of Psikreshu. Not one. What a great idea. 100,000. There you go. I knew how many thousand. 100,000. So not even one of the 100,000 can say, well, this one's going to be pulled out for sure. That should solve the problem of integration. What?
No.
I mentioned Rabbi Rabban didn't say that. Rabbi Rabban said that you comb your hair through once, no guarantee that's going to pull any hair out. If you comb, you don't comb once, you comb 10 times, not 20, I don't know how many times people comb their hair. But the aggregate of all the times will pull out one hair. That's my, this is a different story. Here he's saying, there's no one of the 100,000 hairs that we can say, this is going to be pulled out. That's just how the problem situation. Says the reverse, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Zemavur habitl. That's a phrase we usually find out in the philosophers. Mavur habitl means it's ridiculous. Why? Shemkei b'mesuchraya de nazaisa, with the famous case of segregation, you know? I'm talking about? You have a, open the Gemara, I'll say, you know, open the Gemara. Kuf Yud Aleph, is that where it is? You always like to see things inside. The two texts, Mesuchraya de nazaisa, Mesuchraya de nazaisa, the tough's not going to make a difference. It's over here on the last line of Kuf Yud Aleph. Hi, Mesuchraya de nazaisa, on the side it says, Mesuchraya. Oh, same gear, so Mesuchraya, Mesubraya and the Oruch, the famous Oruch. And Tos says, Mesuchraya, see, Tos says, Hi, Mesuchraya, and what's Mesuchraya de nazaisa? Osir lahaduke biyamatova. Rabbi, I agree. Why? Of segregation. Rashi, osir lahaduke to kufir out from the base, top. Benek amishem schita. I is not mechavin. It's a segregation. Says the Rivash. Look at this. Says the Rivash. Not segregation. Kevin she ain't kol ayin nischat mimenu. Achi yisho yavish kecheres. So you'll say that there's no particular drop that you know for sure it's going to be squeezed out. Look at this now. What is this? There was a war going on? He had a rest in the Amish. How do you read this line? One more time. Because every line is tough. Kshuhutu anikshorim. What happened? You untied the hairs which were tied together. And they hashara, they fell out. Nochu shoktu ha'acherim. Although the hairs rested. What's this? They rested. What were they doing before they rested? Keep in mind that the words are hard to understand. Okay. Another rise to show is ridiculous. Okay, I'm not going to skip this a little bit. Now, the next paragraph. Ah, here, thank God, the end of the line. Vatama Acha Shikosav, that is just Chaim, whoever he is. Kevan She'evsha She'ikwe She'odam Echot. There'll be one person. Yisrog Pam Achas, one time. Pam Achas Be'yovil. I thought it was a Yiddish expression. It's in the Rivash. Once in a Yovel, you know, once every 50 years. It's an expression, you know, on very rare occasions. For lo yashir, ke lo hayu psegresha. Okay. That's what he says. Herachta, bosh lo midvarecha. We're embarrassed of your words. Chocham shekemoscha, ech yasuk bedvarem halolu. It doesn't matter. It's usher anyway. Ksubas davav yon ksubas yom baki muda shen baki usher. Whole discussion baki batoya. Not for now. Okay. So the Gemara says no. What do you roll bakiin? That she turns Kevin to the Boki, the Habib Sikresha, after in the Boki Mutter. Even though it's Sikresha. If you won't find one Boki, except Echad Meir, need Rob Bikin, because you were wrong. Okay. So we've spoken so far how the Rivash has knocked down so far all of the various Svaras of the Shoel. And now we're going to finally come to the Aruch. Yes, sir.
Is that assertion so crazy that by some people it wouldn't be a Sikresha?
We don't have the original tshuva of the Reb Chaim, but apparently he said if it's once in a yovel, you'll find somebody that should knock up segregation. And then the Rivash is saying it's not. If there's one person, most people they don't know how to do it. Whenever they comb hair comes out, there's once in a yovel you'll find a yid who has mastered the trick of combing his hair without pulling the hairs out. Even if they're dubbed little dolim. I don't know how he did it, but fine. Now the Yoruch. Now the Yoruch. Where is the Yoruch? No? Oda Marta. Oh. Oda Marta. Shintia Srika Psikresha Muteres Kvisraz Balaruch. Lomoda of Shimap Psikresha Lehecha de Nichale Venena Vedover. Havalhecha de Azal Ibud Lo. And you think that the post can hold that way. They bring various riots, Lulava Gozel, da 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 da. Louis Kidvere Baloch. Zal, he just thinks the Aruch is wrong. Even if you assume the Aruch is right. Hine Bekan Osir. Why? The Nene Bahashora Saseya. He says the psychration of the Nichole. Yeah. Who wants hair to come out? No. Nope. Who wants hair to come out? Why? That's hard to believe. He wants, it's true, he wants to separate them. Vanik Sharon, which are tied together. Sheheim Nimnoi Afroda. Interesting language. It's almost like philosophy. It's for Habitl Nimnoi Afroda. This is the philosophical difference. You can't separate them. Bezula Sashara. Unless you take them out. Imke Nenu Bashara. What does that mean? He's not Nenu Bashara. He'd rather stay in. He'd rather separate them and have them stay in. But that's impossible. Can't be done. He wants to separate them and he wants them to stay in, but that can't be done. Since he wants to separate them, it's treated as if he wants it to come out, even though he doesn't really want to come out. Interesting language in the Rivash. And as Srika Dover Acher, Rakashora Saseya Kamushka Safti Lamala, the Perish Ahud Nazir Kolasorak Vachule, as we saw earlier, etc., etc., etc. Etc. That's what he says. Now, I want to say pshat in this Rivosh. It's not really. He'd really not have his hair. Who wants hair to come out? He only wants what? He wants to untie the hairs. That's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to come out. But it's treated la halacha as if. So I wanted to say pshat. I mentioned to everybody last week that is what we call the super psigration. That since you cannot do one without the other, it's impossible. Often the psigration is, I do it this way, I could have done it another way. But it's a super psigration, then the Aruch will agree that it's Chad Maisa, because he's saying pshat in the Aruch. Even the Aruch who holds Lo Nichale, his mutter, well, he holds also. Well, he says because it's the word Nichale. It's not really Nichale. He doesn't want the hair to come out. All he wants to do is untie the hairs. But since it's totally impossible to do one without the other, their mamish joined at the hip, no way to separate them. It's treated as one action, therefore it's called mechaz. That's how I'm reading the Rivash. Maybe not Kepshuto, the Rivash, but I don't think Kepshuto is true. He doesn't want the hair to come out. Who wants the hair to come out? I'd be crazy to want the hair to come out. That's how I read it. Now, goes a little bit further and tells us as follows. Watch.
Isn't he talking
at the beginning of the Tshuva,
he's talking about people who
are
knotted hair, and those are the only people who comb hair. So someone who has knotted hair,
who's
combing,
right.
Wants to take the hair out.
No, he doesn't. He wants to unknot the hair. He'd love to. If there would be Rivashiv hundreds of years ago, we have new technology, we go to the moon, right? So it'd be a new technology, how you can unknot the hair without pulling it out. Would you say? Would he subscribe? He'd be the number one on the list to subscribe. He can't. That's how I understood. Anyway, watch this, but watch this going on over here. He hasn't liked the Aruch to begin with. That's not for now. We're learning psikration, but that's a detail. We'll get to it a little bit later on. The very end, after attacking the Aruch, he says like this. So he says, Steerus the Rebel Aruch. He says the Aruch is wrong. And he even called to the Aruch, it's Aser anyway. And he calls to all the people who Aser it. The stir of high gold and the smog and the all kinds of stir. Neither tovanochol the isha hachofevas mir of Shabbos with tovel smotzi Shabbos shetirchas mir of Shabbos kol gufa v'rosha motzoi Shabbos tachamim kader gedolim melech chamin l'shav sheba gufa biyodea tisruk v'rosha b'masrek yontiv motzi Shabbos. Oh yeah, you have to do it all before. You see from here, same v'chuma. Onimsa l'shem poysik mulchabas yatir srika. Where's Catalonia? Spain. They want to secede now. If you're following the politics. Shakalos v'abachuris v'yosokin v'ashem lo hiu mochem b'yodim. Says he, Gamani b'Catalonia. I also came from there. Don't give me this business. Kamocha. V'iri hoysa ir gudolim v'chachamim gudolim yosem v'yircha. My city had more chachamim than your city. Yeah, bigger chachamim. U'me'olam lo reisi lo shamati mishe echocher lahater asfika. Mishi Yifrotz ba b'maisa gam bochur gam bochur gam psula yonek and mish seva. I love it. Wow. True, habachuras, girls, will be girls. Bachuras, mitaknos ma'at seir roshan b'kli ha'osui misaras achazir. V'adove yodua. Stop. It's made a very soft brush. Either doesn't take out hairs at all, or at least it's not a psikresha. You yourself only from the bachuras and kalas, but not the men, because you would quote the men too. Fim lo micho chachamim v'agdolim sheyobo ala bachuras v'kalas ulay oyo fish lo hayu mekabos mehem. As it says by Tosefos in Yom Kippurim, Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis. That's where he stops. Let's take a look. Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis. He tells it, look, have a look. This is the end. That goes to another topic about cheese. We'll discuss some cheese. Poor Chaim. Get some cheese too. Okay. Rabbi Sai, what does it say in Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis? Where was it with anything? Take a look. About the 12th line. Hanachlam the Yisroel, Mutar Shushogel Ayam Mezidim. Sova Bnei Hani Mila Bid Rabbon Abba Daraisa Lo, Veloi. Lo Shto Dirabon and Lo Shto Daraisa. Hato Sefes Yom Kippurim Daraisa Hi. Remember that? Betisha Lachodesh Be'erev. Me'erev Adem Betisha Shabbatchem. So Daraisa. We don't stop them. Okay. So you can't be arrived from the fact they didn't stop the kalas and the bachuras, because it wouldn't help. That's the pashim shot. They wouldn't listen. But men who would listen, they didn't do it. At kan rabos are the words of the holy Rivash. So far, so good. Now, as I told you, I'd bring it in the sefer in the Sivchai. Siv Chaim, so we use it in the summertime, usually it learns. So that's something which shocked me, and I'm just trying to figure out if you can help me out how to read the Rivash, if he's right. It's in page in the Sefer, Kuf Yutes. If you look at the Rivash, Bir Chodosh, Bodach Hashinash Yitosh Seah Meduldo. The Pirish Meduldo Hocha claims in the Siv Chaim Lefi Rivash, Eino ke b'shar makomos. The b'shar makomos medulto perusho shelo nekru legar mekam ha'eva v'basa medulto l'chum kul chavzayim. We saw yesterday. Pirush Yeruba. Sadi Dalet. We saw yesterday. Ma'ashen ken hocha sfila Rivash demari b'soros mechuboros yofe shelo nekru klal. What's going on? They're tight to the scalp. Not detached at all. Rak, I'm hearing the words now. Shepirshu kvutzosov lochutz, adeshin estapchu on nixuru. They stick out. Why do they stick out? Because either they estapchu, what's the svach, they got entangled, or nixuru tied. Here's my question. How in heaven's name, Matthias, were hairs that are tied or entangled going to be extending beyond the regular hairs? If you asked me, the other way around. No, I'm not so good in spatial relations over here. But if you have hairs which go straight, Let's watch this. Yeah, I have four hairs, okay? Ever see four hairs? Let's assume for argument's sake they're the same length. So two of them go straight out. The other two got entangled. If they get entangled, what's going to happen? They'll be longer, they'll be shorter. They'll be shorter, no? Right? I mean, a little math. I mean, a little. Everyone follow me? So what's he saying? They're going to be longer. How are they going to be longer? They're going to stick out if they're entangled. I mean, he comes to Meir Shara. Maybe they didn't go to school, but where did he come from? No, Rechov Rav Sarotskin. He passed away young, this Rabbi Knoblach. Obviously, a big time with Chacham, Goyen Olam. But how do you explain the fact that entangled is going to stick out further? It was an explanation. Rabbi Bose, I'm giving you a chance to give me an explanation. Why should it stick out longer if it gets entangled? Yes?
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's smaller from the bottom. It just be sticking out from other parts of the head.
Why?
It's very untidy. Like, you have a piece of hair just sticking. Yeah, you said at the end of the barber, there's a couple cold pieces that are popping up around.
But that.
Also
just I understand that hairs can stick out. That's what we have over here, Rabbi Osai. It's amazing how Hashkocha protests. We just saw Kufem Chesem and Beis. This is called Smudu Shogun Amazidin. Look, Kufem Chesem and Alf. Don't turn the page. It's Chazer again. It's Chazer again. Why can't you look in the mirror on Shabbos? Why not? And how did Rashi explain over here? Niman Abdul Dalal. What did Rashi explain? We saw this before. Let's see it again. How did Rashi explain? What are you afraid about? Okay. Shemayira Niman Abdul Dalal. Dolos. She'enon Shavas im Shar HaSeir. Via Galcha. Now, Enon Shavas im Shar HaSeir, but Behoshab means it sticks out further. Right? I understand it can be hand stick out further. You go to the barbershop. I mentioned every example yesterday. And you know, because it's a beard. Clip, clip. And everyone should be even. That I understand. But what does it have to do with the fact that the hairs are knotted and entangled? I would love to understand this. If someone could please explain it to me, how can it be a connection? If anything, it should be shorter if it's knotted and entangled. Why should it be longer? Yes, sir.
Maybe they're only going to stick up in the first place if they're not entangled. Otherwise, they'll be lying down flat.
Pshhh. Wow. Hear of art? If they're not entangled, they'll lie down flat. If they're not entangled, they'll stick up. If your facts are right, it's a great shot. I can't say your facts are wrong. I don't know. I don't know what these things mean. I like it. You don't have a better shot? So it's not going to stick out longer. It'll just stick up fundamentally. It won't be okay. For the moment, you win. The shifaket should be shorter if it's entangled.
Is this lashon on Rufus?
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. His lashon is. The lashon of the Nesiv Chaim on page Kuf Yutes is, one more time, he says, it's mechuboras yofer l'neku klal, pirshu kvutzos of l'chutz, ayadeshin is tabcho shenikshuru. So maybe l'chutz means, as you said, doesn't mean they're longer, they're just out. They just stick up or something. Verotza Lisok Sarosov Kideli Yashron. Straighten them out. Umeduldo the Hocha Perusho Shaino Holech Beshovim Shara Saros the Pirish Kalape Chutz. It went again, Kalape Chutz. What you're saying means up, it's not extending longer, it's extending in a different direction. That's what he means. And he's going to say, this is exactly what the Rivash said. He's going to prove that he's right. I gave you the quotation that he quotes. We just read it before. I couldn't read it too well, but maybe with your pshat, maybe it's going to fit better. I was mamash stuck. With your pshat, maybe it's going to work well. Let's read the quotation that he quotes. He says, after he quotes it, he says, Mavua lehedik moshka sav nuleel. I never thought this chat to be true. Hold on. Where is it? He starts with the words, when he quotes it, from the lo b'shuftne askina. We know what that is. It's somewhere here. It's here somewhere. It's very close here.
Okay.
Where?
Fifth to last line. Right.
Thank you. For lo b'shuftne askinan, he's going to read from the word for lo b'shuftne till meikara, which is where, there. So it's a very, it's a simple quote. He claims that if you read these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, it's explicit the way he said that the dula does not mean it's loose; it means it's sticking out. Please help me out in these 5 lines, and where it says mavur lehedja, as he said, help me out. Let's read the 5 lines together. Again, the word niksharim. Evshar shebichlal divrei rava shegam kein mechaven lahasir. Kevin shein adam sorik elam kein yeshnimim medul dolin. V'evshar lafrida mebnei kishurun rak b'hashara. If kein al kochach mechavenu lahashiran. Shere ein hasfrika rak lahafrida saras b'hashara. Shezel sheichotchuk tzasa min akshira ulamata. Or she told Shumeikara. Where in these 5 lines is it Mavua the Hedya that he's right and everyone else is wrong? Till he woke up, the whole world learned the Mududon. How'd you learn it? Detached, right? He's the first one. Then he quotes Arashi in Shabbos Kuf Memtes. He seems to be oblivious to whom? To whom? Egletal. It tells us that the Medul Dolom in Shabbos Kuf Memtes is not the Medul Dolom that we have over here in Nozim and Beis. He never heard of the Eglei Tal. It must be the same thing. You see that the Rivash Pshat is right, but I don't see it in the Rivash. Where do you see it? I'm asking you. He sees it in these 5 lines, Mavua Lehedja, that his new revolutionary Pshat is correct. I read the 5 lines more than once. I don't see it. I also don't see it. I thought it means they're tied up. Not tied up. They're loose. So I understand. If it gets entangled, it gets loose. That I understand. When hairs get entangled, they start pulling a little bit off from the scalp because they're entangled. It creates a certain amount of pressure. You know, they're not entangled. Excuse me. They're not loose at all. They're tight as can be, like every other hair. But they're tied up and they stick out. So I thought it should be shorter, not longer. So you suggested that maybe it sticks up, not out. Maybe. Maybe. But where's the mefurish, the hedja? I mean, it could say it maybe. I just confused what he means. He says, Adam Godel Ma'od. It's a Chvon of the Roch. You can't just push him aside. And the Sefer is now 30 years old. Almost 30 years old. That's coming from Tavshin Memtes. Right? So, you can't just say he's wrong. I'm not sure what he means. So, you'll think about it. I'll leave the Sefer here for you. My name is in it. I forget what exactly he means. Then he says, if this pshat is correct, we understand why it's psik resha denichale. Why? Because it's sticking out. That I understand. If it's sticking out, he wants it out. But if the mefarish is right, then nozim and beis. Now what? The ein akavana lahashira seir vada psik resha de lo nichale. That's my kasha. He doesn't want. He had a way to take it to comb without thing, and he wouldn't want it to come out. So he says, you see that I'm right. So I got out by saying it's Chad Maisa. He never heard of Chad Maisa, so he wants to prove that his revolutionary pshat is correct pshat in the Rivash. That's why it's considered to be Nichole. Wow. Wow. Okay, so I'm leaving this with you. I wanted to suggest what Zach intimated, that maybe when he said that they're not the same level, not because it sticks out further, which I don't think is physically possible. I wasn't thinking about you going up. But on the contrary, it's shorter. Shorter. It's not Shabbos, it's shorter. You want all the hair to be in the same level. And if it's shorter because it entangles, I told you, give me my example right here. This is straight, these guys entangled, it's going to be shorter. But that was a chiddush of my thought that I think you had in mind as well. Who said it goes up? He didn't say that. He said it goes up further. So he meant Yopsha. But I wanted to say, if he's right, it goes in shorter. But I don't see why it's so mukhak lahedja in these 5 lines that he's right. I still don't see it. Yeah. Right.
Do they look any different than other hairs? Could you tell that they're there when you go to do Srika? Or you go through
all 100,000. You pass through all 100,000 hairs, and the 5 hairs that are loose and entangled will come out.
But didn't know that they were there.
If you don't know what's going on. If it says it, again, you don't know which ones. You feel a person, have both sides. I don't know if the people have long enough hair. Ask your sisters or some of them. If the hair is long enough, they feel it's somehow knotted. Yeah. Which one is knotted of the 100,000? I can't tell you, but it just feels knotted. Like people tell me it feels that it doesn't feel good. I have to comb it out. Yes, go.
Google says that it's normal for 100 hairs to fall out every day.
Natural.
Yeah.
On their own.
And not necessarily fall out, just to, they can remain there.
Right.
Not attached to the scalp.
Well, let's figure it out. If there are 100,000 hairs and 100 fall out every day or loosen every day, that's only 1%. Oh, wait, less than that. It's a tenth of a percent. One in a thousand. Yeah. So, again, those that are loose completely, there's no issue of leash at all. Those that are tight completely, they're not going to come out. The loose ones are just little, I guess, at different stages till they loosen. That's how I understood it. Not his pshat, but Adam Godel Ma'od. We have to try to figure out what he means. I like your pshat. It's the best. It's what he means. I didn't think of it myself. I thought it was thought your pshat, but it's shorter, not longer. But I'm leaving it at that. Okay, Rabbosai? We are now finished for the moment with the Rivash. I want to now open before the Mishnah Brura the Shulchan Aruch himself. Who has a big Shulchan Aruch? I hope everyone has today a big Shulchan Aruch, because I want to quote it. If no one has it, well, I'll try to get whatever I can. Okay. Shin Gimel Siv Chav Zay. See what it says. Shin Gimel. If you have a Mishnah Brura, open up your Mishnah Brura for sure. If you have the big one, it's much better the big one, because I want to see all the Mefarshim, whatever we can find. I have mine. I'll look at my hard copy, but we'll see. Those who don't have, what we can do. Shin Gimel, Siv Chav Zayin. The Mishnah Brura, of course, is a Gadol Hadar, but he was preceded by many other people. Had what to say? He quotes them. Okay. Also, this week we're Masik B'Shabbos. Va'afilu also she also Misar Chazir. It's also was against the Rivash, right? Didn't the Rivash say Sar Chazir is Mutter? Because it's Efshel Lo Yach. Where did he get this from? Got it from the Kolbo. Fine. So I'm opening my big Shulchan Aruch, and I want to see a whole slew. If you have, the Marma Kovas came out, so I asked to see if you saw everybody. I want to see everybody on the page, because everyone has something to add, and I don't understand much of what's being said. Maybe the Talmida will be able to help me out with some of the Gedolei Olam who commented on this Siv Chav Zayin. Okay. So, of course, the Rosh HaMadabrim is always in Shulchan Aruch. Is the Mogen Avraham? The Mogen Avraham? So, let's take a look on links. Right. Mogen Avraham? Okay. Mogen Avraham. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to read from mine. You're going to read from yours, for those who don't have it. Okay? If you don't mind, I'd like to read from safe. Sheyefshes lo yeyaku came to Yerush Rashi b'Shabbos at Payala from the base. Psikreshi we saw Hikshiri Vosh Kshin Tzadi Dalin Nozim and Beis Arminam Behedja the time of the Osim b'Shem the Kol Asorek Lahos the Nimin Mudlos B'Shen Mechuboros Yofa Komachamein. Wait a second. Did the Rivash use the words She'en Mechuboros Yofa? Are those words in the Rivash? If it is, does not slug up the whole. Well, let me go back to the Rivash. One second. Sometimes the rabbis put in words, you know. Is the Kash against Rashi? One second. Yeah. Who went at Tema? Oh, I don't see those words over here. He quotes the Rivash, Ad Kan Lashono. Okay. You see this Lashon anywhere? He says, he has a kash against Rashi. Right. He says, oh sir, da-da-da-da-da-da, it's Mechavin. Right? It's not Psikresha, it's Mechavin Mamish. Why? Shemuskavin Lahashin Nimin Hamidul Dolin. Where are the words, She'ena Mechubor and Yofa? Is that found in the Rivash? What?
He is saying that he takes
Who said that? I know that, but he says Akal Lashon of the Rivash. But I think it's not true. It's not his Lashon. Because if it would be his Lashon, then the Siv Chaim would be upgefrekt. Right? And he knew Kala Torah. So I think that, I keep telling you, never trust anybody. Ad Kan Lashona, so far, I don't see, unless you can find a Lashon somewhere. He quotes the Gemara Nazir, Tama the Asim Hashem the Kala Sorek, Lahasin Niman Mildul Dolim, Kamachavim. But he has three words, Shem Echubar and Yafa, and he says, Ad Kan Lashona, I don't see that Lashon over here. Do you see it there? I don't see it. Here's the Kash against Rashi. Rashi says, Psegresha, it's against the Gemara. It says, Havikamachavin, as you said earlier. So I think that it's a paraphrase. When it says, Akan Lashono, be careful. And if you can find it, something to do a search. Look for these words. I don't think you'll find them. You can search. Search the Rivash for these words. Look, Mechubarin. You can go to Mechubarin. See if you can find it. Ain't a Mechubarin Yafin. It's not there, right? That's a paraphrase. I told you, Rabbi Sai. Kalvachomer a million times, don't trust me. If the Magen Avraham is paraphrasing, you certainly can't trust me when I say something. You have to always look it up yourself. Okay? Right. Okay, back to the Magen Avraham. Sorry. Aggression. Okay? You see it? Akan Lashono, low. It's not as lush.
At the very least, we could have the Magen Avraham to the Mefarei Shinazir.
Yeah, no, no question about it. I mean, the whole world looked against the Siv Chaim. He has created a revolution. A revolution, mamish. Okay. Right. Hefsha, the Rashi Bola Shminon, that filu eino maskavin lahashu nimen asur. I want the Gemara. With the Gemara, hasan maybe masrek rach. A very soft brush where it's not a psikresha. That's why it has asmi shabachavi. But if it's a hard comb, it's a psik resha. That's we mentioned this the very first day. That's how the Magen Avraham got out of the kash. The Aruch Hamishah had his way out, and the Melor Rom had his way out. And the Magen Avraham was the simplest, right? The Keren Ora. We had many four or five ways out of this problem to answer Rashi and against the Gemara. Fine. Zelashon Rivash. Yeah. I know that, but it's not the Rivash. He said, I'm quoting the Rivash. Hikshar Rivash. Ah, you're saying pshat like this. The Rivash is a kasha from Nazir. He doesn't mean Akan Lashona from the Rivash. He means Akan Lashona from the Gemara with the Tosfos. Ah, okay. Got it. You're right. You're right. Let's read it wrong one carefully. Hikshar Rivash. Tabinoz Daf Membez Arminon Behedja. And now he's quoting the Lashon of the Gemara of Tosfos and Daf Membez. The Tama, the Osim Mishim, the Kaas Sorek, Hosnirim and Dildala, says Tosfos, Shenim Chabaras Yafa, and Tosfos, Kamachavi. All right. You got it right, but you couldn't figure it out on your own. On your own, you think the Rivash said it. That's how I would have read it. Whatever. Okay, fine. It shows out to be careful with every word. Fine. Where am I up to here? Good. Abachuros, yeah, Bachuros, up to the Bachuros. Mesaklos Ma'at Seyar Sheroshon Bikli Yahosi Bisar Chazir Tav Yadua Shein Bo Bishem Asher Seyar Ava Masrik Osur. Skipping a little bit. Afilu Bizar Yeshon De Psikvei Shlo Nichol Eishari Kshem and Shemchof Yikol Mekom Kevan Shirotz Al Ma'afrodas Asaros V'yev Shazel Lulas Asher Achayev Wanot Al Tzipon Av Chayev Bishem Goz Ad Afagad Lo Tzorach Tziponayim. The Mishkan goes in Oras Tchoshim Avapish Lohayog Tzrichim the Tzemer. That's a separate part of the Rivash which we didn't even discuss. Mashenken b'mafshid or these are the Perek Yudvav the Shabbos Kuf Yuzayin and Manav. That's the other part of the Rivash that we spoke about also. Where's that in the Rivash? I don't even see that. You don't need to see it. The Magen quotes. Fine. This is the Magen Avraham. Good. So the first Godlo we saw is the Magen Avraham. We have questions about his precise physiology. We came to this conclusion. Fine. The Machzis HaShekel was a commentary on the Magen Avraham. He points out. Watch this. B'zeh l'shon ha'rivash hosti m'seach hazir v'akorcha cholek al shulchan aruch v'yosti m'seach hazir. Well, v'adav yadua af al pisha kotzal rivash ha'shas mayr b'masrek rach v'afilu hachi asur kuz m'chavenu tzorach lomar m'seach hazir is adif. Oh, the Begumara also listrok v'hein ein sorgen v'seach hazir ki in lahachlik asara shal rosh. You just pat it down. No, if it's patting it down and that's mutter, then it's the Rivosh is not against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch asks us to comb it and he's mad at the pat it. Called it a second shot in the Machzis Hashem. Alright. Okay, fine. Kivegan. What did B'Kiv Vegas say? Help me find B'Kiv Vegas. B'Kiv Vegas. Watch this. So he quotes from Avraham. Came and she wrote to Balav Achi. Again, Lush of the Mugger, what was. And Avraham said, Kevan, she wrote to about Frodas Hasaras, Vzeyev Shazulas Hashara, Chayev. So the Rabbi Kiveger is paraphrasing again, right? No, it's a mistake. Rabbi Ilan made a mistake. Kevan, she wrote to period. The word Balavach is a small print. It's Rabbi Kiveger speaking, not the Rabbi Ram speaking. It's all the Shulchan Aruch happens. I got. Kivega says, "Belav achi, av she'ena mechaven v'afrodas and afrodas nimen medudolin mikol makom bevadayim mitoshu nichale bekach hepsikreshet the nichale." Why is that true? Kivega assumes that if the hair comes out, for certainly nichale. Why? The Nesiv Chaim said, according to the stand-up shot, he doesn't understand why it's nichale, even if they're knotted. Kivega wants to say that it's nichle bekach, even if they're not knotted. Why? How does this work for Kivega? Yeah?
How do you mean? You got them unknotted.
Oh, what?
You brush your hair, the hairs fell out.
No.
You achieved the tachlis of getting the hair unknotted.
No.
So the tosa is like, it's nichle. I'm happy those hairs fell out.
I don't get
it.
Let's read with Kivega together. Belah, it says like this. The reason why it's a problem, because he wants hafrodas hasaras. Says the Rebbe Vega, belav achi means afshe ena mechaven b'afrodasin, right? Hafrodas nimim dudolim. He's not interested in separating the hairs. Mikol makom vada im yitoshu nichale b'kach psikmeshu nichale. Why in heaven's name would he want the hair to come out if he doesn't want to separate the hairs? I don't get it. Why? Why should it come out? I don't understand Rebbe Vega's words. According to the Siv Chaim, even if it's knotted, it's not nichle. Only he'll call it his pshat, the revolutionary pshat. And he's saying, Rav Kivega HaGodol, the Gon Ador, that even if the hairs are not knotted, it's still, if it comes out, it's nichle. Why? Well, who wants hair to come out? Only reason to come out, maybe because it's knotted or it sticks out. I'm missing the piece of Rav Kivega, you'll have to tell me tomorrow what it means. Vait. Now they're very hated. Barhaitiv, I think is not in the bar. Is not in the Barilan for some reason. On links, I don't think they have Barhaitiv. We had this already. There's Barhaitiv here. I noticed they don't have Barhaitiv. Okay, Lonora. What? It's not so important. All he says over here is the Rivash is Mekel B'Sach Chazir. For Kol Shkein Im Hayalo Kli. Miseir Chazir Miucheres the Shabbos the Shari, Mogan Avram Shin Chav Zayin Gimel Sivkot Nav. Let's turn there. That's on the Ma'amar Kamos too. Shin Chav Zayin. Take a look. See what it says and where it comes from. The Bo says this is important. Ein Megardin Bekli Asir Lekach. Says Mogan Avram. I mean, the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, Rabosai. We have to turn back only one page. If you're open, I'm open. Kufam Chesamid Beis. Open back one page. One page. What does it say in this one page? Towards the bottom, Avalon miskarin, 10 lines up. It's coming from the Mishnah Amud Aleph. Toner Rabbanan, and Gorim and Megreres b'Shabbos. Why? What's it all about? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? What's this all about? So on the Mishnah, on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, what does it say? Falom is garden. Gartir. What is Gartir? What is French? Gartir. What does it mean? The Vigiris, the Garcina. I don't know. Whatever it is. The Megrera Shekorin. Woo! Ashtraila. Masre Kituf. So it's some kind of a comb. Tavi uvda dechol. Another problem. Uvda dechol. So they want to suggest, doesn't only play a case where you're combing down an animal, that's uvda dechol. They say even a human being combs down her hair would also be uvda dechol, unless what? Unless what? Unless what? Unless what? Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda avdala ime megararta de kaspa. So Rashi, the Shabbos, a special comb for Shabbos, a special comb for Shabbos, it's not Uvda Dechol. That's what it says. I just read it to you. The Magen Avraham is alluding to it over here, in Shin Chav Zayin, Sukkot, and Aleph. The Gemara, Yom Hoya Lo Migredes, HaMiyuchel, the Shabbos Shari, Umizeh Nogo Absulus, Lios Tem Kli Viseh Chazir, HaMiyuchel, the Shabbos, look and solve Simon Shin Gimel. How do you like that? Wow, a special Shabbos brush. Should be able to the hole. That should be a soft brush. Shouldn't pull out of hairs. That's what it says. Yeah.
Was it a dafka for women there? Was that a dafka?
Men had short hair in those days. Yad Ephraim. I don't understand him either. Ephraim Zalmagolis. Yad Ephraim. Watch.
Does the brush have to look special for Shabbos, or it just has to be the brush?
Be a different brush. And she made it from silver.
Yeah.
Who can afford a silver brush? His mother had a lot of money. Yeah.
Does that work for every time we say Uvda Dechol?
Many Uvda Dechols can be solved if you do a separate thing for Shabbos. The apostle would say you have separate A for Shabbos, B for Shabbos, C for Shabbos. The A, B, and C we'll get to as we go through the year. So keep this is A. We'll see if we have B and C coming up. We'll see. Keep a good memory. So they call the Magen Avraham. You can't untie it unless they pull out. Rasa lama. Rabosa, I don't understand this either. I just don't understand the words. Shahashara, the pulling out. He hagoremis hafrodas hasaros. Shikshura my dehanim and abdullah musubach. What? Instead of the word goremis, I would have used what word? Nigremis. What, the pulling out is what causes the hairs to separate? No. Forget. The separating caused them to pull out. Rabosai, these hairs can go to their grave, never separated. You pull them out and you put them in the garbage, it's still entangled. What's he talking about? Yes.
He's talking about the clump of hairs from the rest of the head.
Again. Shashore hi agoremes afrodas. Oh. Then when you pull them out, I didn't think of that shot. Oh, look at that. Tamidim is great. This causes the separation of all the hairs that came out from the remainder of the hairs that stay in. Oh, that's what it means. Ushameshu asaros elu os miskaya makshavto ba'afrodas asaros nimzo de nichole ba'ashoras asaros ha'elu. Oh. Not that the two hairs that he were tied together are separate from each other. He means that those hairs are separated from all the other hairs. Oh. It's a whole new pshat. Yeah. Maybe that's what the Chayim meant to revush. I always meant the two hairs are knotted with each other. And when you pull them out, so they come out. But now they're in the garbage, so they mainly got rid of the hairs that are knotted to each other. That's what Afrodas means. God be suggesting, Afrodas means you're separating the two hairs that came out because they had been knotted to each other from the, what does it say? 99,998 hairs that remain. I got the right number? let's read it now again. I wouldn't have called it Afrada, but maybe that's what he means. Otherwise, it's not Goremes, it's Nigremes. Let's read again. Shashara hi Goremes Afradas Hasaras Shukshurim Adenimen Amadolav Mesubachin and the carrot from the rest of the hairs, not one from the other, from the rest of the hairs. Ukshemeshir Hasaras Elu was Meskaya Machshavta Afradas Hasaras from the rest of the hairs. 99. Nimsa the Nichale Basharas Hasaras Elu. Wow, I think you're right. How else does it read? Right? Now to go back to the Rivosh and see, maybe that's how you read the Rivosh. Those five lines that is Mavu or the Hedra. Maybe. Where are those five lines at Bosai? Where are the five lines? Shuftni, where the Shuftni? Oh. Falo Bashuftni Askinan, Shiyisku Levatola, Venime Medulodolam and Iksharam Gurosha. Efshet the bechlal the beravash gam kein mechavin lahasir keva she'en adam sorek elam kein yesh nimin medudolim v'yefshet lahafridon nekishuron rak bahashara ken hakoch mechavin lahashirin no she'en asfigen lahafridon asoros bahashara no it worked for the Adafrayim, does not work for the Siv Chaim. I don't see how we saw it. It was a good try. Good, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Good. So the Yad Ephraim, I think Upshan Yad Ephraim is probably correct. But let's read the Yad Ephraim. We're not finished with him yet. Watch the second half of what he says. Also very important. Watch. V'yafal gav lo nichalei shiukan soros elu shispichu v'koshu asaros. You don't want those hairs that are entangled and tied to the other hairs. What you call the clump. We don't want them. Lo mahani v'mikri b'shul zeh. We should say it's lo nichale. You know why it's lo nichale? You don't want the knotted hairs. Huh? that's not called lo nichale. What does that mean? You wouldn't want the nails to be so long. But once they're long, it's already nichale. You wouldn't want the hairs to be entangled. Once they're entangled, it's nichale. Mashenkin b'mafshir or amina di shakali b'baris of the hainu tchatichas ktanis ein chiyah b'afshata mishum de melechas na mishkin b'afshata ayu ha'ika mishum ha'or kevin shem mafshir lo ha'or ein ka melech afshata so the right to rivash. What? Let's forget that last part. Let's focus on these two lines. Even though you don't want the hairs to be entangled, but once they're there, it's considered nichale. You know what comes up? Rabosai, one of the big questions in the world today is opening up a refrigerator on Shabbos. And even though I'm only want to get my gefilte fish out, what happens? There's a thermostat. As a result, if you open the fridge, hot air comes in. As a result of that, the motor will go on earlier than it would have otherwise. That's a fact. No, that's certainly a fact. So there was some gedolim who asked it. Psikration. The Bris Gedayim, Simcha Zelig Rieger, Zatzal, well, he was the Dayan of Reb Chaim Ravelvel and Brisk. He really was the Dayan. He passed in all the Shilas. Simcha Zelig. He had a son who taught here in our yeshiva many years ago. Taught Bible. He had a grandson who was named after him, Simcha Zelig, who I knew around my time. Interesting family. Not for now. So he said, it's mutter, psikration lo nichale. What lo nichale? He doesn't want the hot air to come into the refrigerator. So most posts, that's incorrect. Once the hot air is in the fridge, it's nichale that the motor should go on to make the refrigerator the same temperature. It sounds like the Yad Ephraim is kind of lafuke, the svara of the Bris Gedayim. You don't want the Matthias that you don't want. It's still not lo nichale. Why? Because you want to get rid of them. I thought that's what the Meduba is in this Yad Ephraim. I think so, yes.
I don't understand the connection.
in the case of the refrigerator, the guy doesn't want the hot air to come in.
Right.
Yes, it's true. Once the hot air comes in, he wants the motor to go on so the rest of the food doesn't spoil.
Right.
But over here, it's I didn't want the situation that happened yesterday that the hair is tangled, but now in the situation that I'm in, that I have hair that's that are tangled, so I want to brush my hair.
So you're saying even if you hold that guy, Frank, it's still like at the back of the brisket diet. Because here, it's an existing situation. There, you're creating the situation.
I didn't even know what the
hafino
was
at
the
other fry
was.
I hear what you're saying. Okay. I hear what you're saying. Good.
Pass on the door, the Rishkadayan.
Go to the door. Pass like the door. Refrigerator, you know, food. Now, did they have chasam sofa here? Yes. Watch this. Chasam Sof, it's printed on the page. Look. It says, over here in the Magen Avraham, where I'm in the wrong symbol. Back to Shin Gimel. Open page, if you're in Shin Chav Zayin, turn back please to Shin Gimel, as I am. Chasam Sof, it says, the Magen Avraham himself said, Ayin, Mashka Safti, Reish Simon Shin Mem. We'll come to it in a minute. Shom Ela, says the Chasam Sofer, Ketosfis, Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Malacha Shin Etzrichel Negufa. Say Etzrichel Negufa. Okay, that'll make knock it down to a what? Rabbi said to a what? Against whom? Rivash. Rivash holds Etzrichel Negufa. That's a famous Rivash, because they had it in the Mishkan. We'll see soon. Some don't like it. They said never had in the Mishkan. Because Masha Kosov, he says, I should, and also he's looked, Ein Masha Kosov, Ein Simen Tov Tzadi Chesiv Kodin Chav Gimel. I put this on the Maram Kamas too. What did it say there? Says the Helga Chasam Sofer. What did it say there? Hainu B'tzemer D'tzorech Achakach L'dover HaNitlash Avol B'seir V'tzipor in the Eino Tzorech Lo Shayach Toldo D'kotze V'd'okot Ava Megidula V'atob Ava Noseinu Arabin. This Kalkul Benos Yisrael. Chasam Sofer lived 200 years ago. V'nosos Masrik Al Roshim B'Shabbos. V'enem Shomos. V'kev Andelek El Yisrael D'Rabbanon. Mutav Shiv Shogin. Moshakosav Rivosh B'Atzma, as we saw. Wait a minute. Is that what it said in the Rivosh? That's not true. Even if it's the Raisa, he said Mutav Shiv Shogin. He quoted the Gemara Kufem Chesem and Beis. Kufem Chesem and Beis. What did it say? Kufem Chesem and Beis. He says it's even if it's a Doraisa. Tosefas Yom Kippurim. So what's the Chasam Sofer talking about? Why is he saying it's a Dirabonim? Why is he saying that? Even if it's a Doraisa, Mefurash Gemara. Who knows the answer to the question? Yeah.
Maybe once
being involved
into
Sase,
which is the
only one. The answer is the Mefurash and Mechaber. And I'm not blaming you for not knowing the Mechaber. The Mefurash and Mechaber. A Mefurash and Mechaber. Where are we here? A Mefurash and Mechaber. Of all places, coming up. Hilchas Yom Kippur. Rabbi Ossi, today's Tuesday? What's in 2 weeks from today? What's 2 weeks from today? You have a calendar in your head? Mm-hmm. What's 1 week from today? What's 2 weeks today? Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, is a very, very important part of the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur. Simitov Reish Ches. Look what it says. And both, it's only 2 weeks from now. You gotta know what's going on. Look what it says. Noshim She'ochos V'Shosos Ad She'Chashecha. Says the Rama, the Dafka be'eno mefurish b'Torah, al pishus d'oraisa. For example, Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's a drush. It's Chazal, right? B'tishul haKodesh be'erev, me'erev ad erev. Aval im mefurish b'Torah, mochin b'yodan. That's what the Chasam Sofer means when he says the Rabbanon. He means it's not Mefurish B'Torah. But if that's the case, It could be a daraisa too. Lama that's blocked on the first Torah. They don't know. The assumption over here is that everybody knows the Bible. The Bible belt, of course. It's before Shpatar, everybody knows. But it's not before Shpatar. It seems to me, if this is correct, when there are many, many Jews out there don't know the Bible, if it's before Shpatar, it should still say Mutash Shoshana Mazin. The assumption here is that if it's in the Bible, it's Mazin already. It's not true in 2018, Rabosa. There are explicit verses in the Bible that many Jews have never seen. Some Jews don't know Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael. So they don't know that. They're going to learn some other Aveira. Yeah?
So it's not Mutash Shoshana, meaning the point is that if you warn them, they're shogeg because they don't know if it's on the bus.
No. Shazai's follows. If it's Mefurish Bekra, they know about it already. So it's not Mutash Shoshana. They're already Mezinah.
You should.
Yeah. So if it's Manazeh, you shouldn't. Because it's Manazeh, even if it's Mefurish Bekra, they still haven't heard of it.
It would be shogeg.
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. Not for now. Not for them. Okay, fine. Now, Rabosai, back to the discussion of the Magen Avraham. He tells you, look what he said in Siman Shin Mem. Let's everybody look there. Well, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open up the Siman Shin Mem. Sif Aleph. I ask you to see the Magen Avraham. Very important. Let's read it together. I'll put it on the screen. But let's read it together. Those who have... Whoa. Where are we over here? Okay, also little sard, etc., etc. Magen Avraham. There's an introduction. You haven't started yet. Time is Sivkot Aleph. This is an introduction. I'm going to read it from the book, you read it from the screen, okay? Hachotech b'kli bein lo bein li'achar chaya v'yad potter ken mashem b'firish rashi Shabbos tzadidam and beis ken mashem b'magad mishnah gavi abelis. Kosev ataz v'yordeh simen tov kuf tzadiches kon chafalav. Isha sheshokho lito la tzipornaya me'erev Shabbos uvelel Shabbos ulel tvilosa. Oh boy. She forgot to remove the fingernails. Now you're supposed to remove your fingernails. We'll see later why. When you're going to the mikveh, it's quoted in the halacha of Fereshes in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Kuf Tzadiches to remove the fingernails. Why? Anyone know why? Anybody know why? What's the chatzitza? Oh, so some say the chatzitza is the dirt. That's how we use Paschal Ladina. Others say what? The nails themselves is the chatzitza. Whoa. Whoa, sticking out too far. Whoa, that's a tremendous chumra. The shachol's that way, if I'm not mistaken. We'll see soon. Either way, it's a din mefurish in the mechaber to cut your nails. You think that only in 2018 women in America are too fancy to cut their nails? It started in Europe in the 1930s. Chaim Oizer in Achiez as a tshuva, the women in Lithuania were too fancy to cut their nails, and the question was, should we let him into the mikveh or not? Can you imagine that, Shiloh? Kick him out. I either go back to husband Yisakaris. I don't care. You have to cut your nails. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So Chaim Oizer said, well, in a pinch, we can let it pass. I was told that the Rabbanut, when they insist that you go to the mikveh before you get married, it's still true, I think, to this day. You have to go once in your life to go to the mikveh. Otherwise, they won't marry you. We have to come with a plush, the Kabbalah from the mikveh. You went to the mikveh. People are not frugal. They don't keep Shabbos, don't keep needs, don't keep nothing. You want to get married, you have to go once in your life, go to the mikveh, which is a good thing.
A woman specifically.
Women.
Right, yeah.
You can get married to take a shower. It's good. I got married and go to the mikveh. Took a shower. Enough. But not for now. Don't get me started with men's mikvah. It's going to get me twice a year. Zehu, coming up. Erev Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Zehu. For many good reasons, but that's a side point. Very important side point, but not for now. Those who know. Okay, fine. Right. So, they insist. So I was told that the women were outraged because they want to have this fancy mannequin for their weddings. And they come to the Rabbanut to go to the mikveh, and they say, cut it off. I spent fortunes of money and weeks and months that you cut it off. And a certain rabbi was upset with the Rabbanut for insisting on this standard. And the other one wouldn't throw him out of the mikveh. It's ridiculous. It's causing all kinds of mikshol. Akan Shamati, 30 years ago story. I'm sure, I imagine today they probably relented. I have to imagine the world's changed in 30 years. But, okay, so you have to cut it. Fine. So she forgot to cut the nails. She forgot.
Clarify, that's just a long nail. It's not like nail polish for sure is chatitza.
Nail polish for sure is chatitza. In my humble opinion, nail polish is a chatitza. The women who keep the nail polish on and go to the mikveh. Ah, can it be? We learned Nida a couple of years ago. We found a psalimut schus. Someone wanted to say, if it's beautiful, it's like dyeing your hair. Women are allowed to dye your hair. They're allowed to do. I thought it's not true, because dyeing the hair, the dye is in the hair. The nail polish is above the nail. But I think it came out that I'm like the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah is going to make, and the Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. So that's a longer story. Okay, fine. Could be better to have short nails with nail polish as opposed to long nails without. Basically, the simple way of the Mechaber, the way the Mishnah Berurah understood. We're not learning these right things right now, but she forgot. And now it's a problem. So what did the Taz say? Lo Tomar. You with me? Lo Tomar li'akum l'chatcha. Don't tell the girl to take it off. To'ef she'benikur. Just, you know, clean carefully under the nail. The Taz l'shita. So the problem is only the dirt under the nail. V'lo manatir amir l'akum. V'yod. T'mikom akom mato yodeha u'misayeya. She puts out her hands to help the goyish manicurist cut off the nail. What in the world does that mean? Let's hope the Machzor Shekel will tell us what it means. Let's hope. What does that mean? The gam hanikif. What's a nikif mean? Someone is being shaved, right? Cutting off the payas. It's called a makif. Lo sakifu pas roshchem. The nikif is a person who's sitting on the barber chair whose payas are being removed. Shekifu rosho, somebody else, or vigilchu payosav, cut off the payas. Chayav kmo makif. Vahainu. In my nikif mata rosho, it's not a makif. Then I say, hey, yesh b'mamish. That's what it says in Yoredeh, it's v'kuf payav. And it's true of a, with a razor. It's called mashchas and nishchas. The nishchas, right? If you go to a barber shop and the barber shaves you with a razor, you're also chayef. You know why? Because you put your head towards the barber. We'll see what that means as we go. This is the Machzor Shekel. Back to Mamad Avraham. Where are we? L'chein tenakrim heitev. This is the Taz. U'bal shach b'sifra nekudas hakesef herech because of the shari. It's mutter. Why? The Messiah ain't bal mamish. Where does it say so? Shabbos Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's take a look. Rabos, I don't trust anybody. What's Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph? See what it says. Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the case? Towards the bottom. The middle. Amar Rav Chisda, Zei Yochov, Divrei HaKol Chayev. I can do it myself, you can't. And we get it done together, one of us is Chayev. Who's Chayev? Zei She Yochov. Di Zei She Yochov, my COVID. Come Messiah Badei, Messiah Mamamish. So let's say, we have to lift a heavy weight and carry it into the street. I'm strong, I can take it, you're not strong. So we pick up together. I can do it myself. You can't. So you're nobody. Sam and Mamish. That's the one that the Shach is quoting in the Kudas HaKesef, which is his Hasogas against the Taz. Back to the Magen Avraham. Kemosha Kosav. Simin. What does it say? What should it be? Shin Chav Ches Sof Sif Yud Zayin. Oh, this is Neuch with Zibin Grice. So many mistakes. Shin Ayin Ches Sof Siv Zayin. They're both wrong. Keep a hand here if you have a Shulchan Aruch, and turn to Shin Chav Ches Sof Siv Yud Zayin. And if those who don't have it, we'll find it ourselves. Shin Chav Ches Sof Siv Yud Zayin. What's there? Whoa. The end. Avak Sha'ol Sayyidei Agoy Mutalacholish Besayok Tas to Messiah in Bo Mamish. Base Yosef Gemara Beitzad Afchav Base. For sure, Gemara. Anyone know Beitzad recently? Get the Chav Base. Do you remember it? Yeah, who knows? Kol Ayin. You're putting certain blue stuff in the eye. Same Bo Mamish. Gavaldik. Bekim Kol Hashas over here. Gavaldik. So now back to the Magen Avraham.
Rabbi, couldn't you say that even if Messiah Yesh Bo Mamish, it's different in a case where the Rabbanan Rav Nat goes there on the action? By the Makad Nanika, that action is also to Messiah Yesh
Bo Mamish. Unbelievable what he just said. Unbelievable. If you look at the Maram Akoma, you'll see how smart he is. But hold on. Let's go. Let's try to finish it. If we have time, we'll get back to your point today. Not as always tomorrow. Where are we? V'yod, and Malachi and Tzir Legufa, Tosis, Ikomagom, Imevshel Litlo Biyad, by hand, Mutav Litlo Biyad, Adkan, by hand, Vivosh, V'nirali, T'tomo Le'akom Litlo Biyad, Av Shvus T'Shvus, Shin Zayin Zifei, V'shav B'makom Mitzvah, Av Shvus Mamish, Osol Lasos, Shin Chavov. So therefore, you need a shvus to shvus. V'lo maliakum lasas malocha doraisa namila mistarba lahatir to bekal dachinin atvila idna pishtul motzi Shabbos. Oh no, not today. Not today. Gam sarachinim yesh lahatir benikur mutav lo maliakum lechotchen biyad v'miyevshe biyad mutav bekli tatur dimei poskim malocha shen tzir leguf potter. Right? And you don't accept the rivash. He says, "Mutal akam lechatan b'shvus b'kol mitzvah shari." Says in Perek Hadar, he found this in Hilchos Smachos of Rami Wittenberg. Fine, ad kan the Magen Avraham. Yes, any question? I'll take it right now.
What do you mean?
We
said not today.
He
was pushing off the
tefillah today. We live in a supercharged society. I'm not using certain words. I'm leaving them out. Bedavka. I'm just using the euphemisms. We try very hard to get a woman because of the mikvah on time. We don't want young couples having to wait an extra day before they go to the mikvah. Am I understood? Do I have to be more explicit? No. The world has changed since the time of the rivash. Push up a tefillah another day. We try very, very hard not to do it, b'zman hazeh. That's already that chronim already 100 years ago said. We live in a dor parutz. Who wants to compare the Dor Parutz of 1918 with 2018? I mean, come on. I mean, it's literally called Mizrach Mimayruf. I mean, it's like 180. I mean, I don't have to explain to you this. You also understand what I'm saying. Adka, I'll say that not today. Yeah.
Also, why does the
Mayavram
say you have to have, since the Torah says,
right?
Why doesn't it just say, I mean, Lachim itself is a Dor Parutz?
That's what he's saying. So you should get it. You're allowed to get a goy because the shvus, the shvus. That's exactly what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Fundamentally, what he says. Adkan, hold on. Adkan, the Mogen Avro comes in the Kudus Akesef and says, "Your vort." Let's go to the Taz. Let's erase a few things before we get into trouble. We have only 10 minutes to go, but I think we can finish the Taz and let's get them in 10 minutes. Taz, you're both going to help me with the Taz. What's the Taz? Taz. Yoredeya. Where are we? Kuf Sadi Ches. Have you been finding it for me? Kuf Sadi Ches, where are you? Okay. Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. Oh, Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't think that it's some kind of chumrah that the rabbis are imposing on the ladies. It's an offer of mechaber. Watch this. So as atachas ziporin shalokan agarabas a chotzitz, agarabas ed a chotzitz. Bas atachas ziporin, agarabas a chotzitz. Ez a shalokan agarabas a ziporin odef chalabas lefi she'ein yecholos lachaven manuka kenegar abas a shalokan agarabas. Nagu anoshim lito tziporneim b'shas tefila. It's not some kind of a minig that the rabbis in Rivendell made up. We're accused of being ayatollahs. Rav Yosef Karo, Maran Bet Yosef, he said it. Nagu anoshim. We don't go against Minhagim so fast. Okay, fine. Back to the Taz. Says the Taz. Fine. Told Achmish to go a second time. Whee! A second time! Wow! Sheef Shalotiyah B'tokon Tit. Wow! Wow! Others say, no, but the Yevet, it's okay. Kol Shabodega Stachas Yiponel Kolon Tvila. Enter to the soul. That's how I would say. Okay. The Bach says, no, go a second time. Why? Ika Leman the Tzvile, Temat Tzipor and Ovo the Korsets, Hu Chotzets. Rabbo say, not the dirt, the nail itself is a Chatzitza. He argued with the Shver was no longer alive. So the Taz argues with his father-in-law on every page. The Bach. All the time. But who argued with the Bach? The Shach. It's only the Bach. So there it is. Most poskim is manazeh agree with the Taz. Okay, fine. Detail I'm not going into right now. So what do you do if you forgot on Shabbos? Watch this. What happens Shabbos v'yont if you forgot? Don't tell the goya. No, it's not a mitzvah gemura. Efshe b'nikur, right? So that's what you do. Watch me about the shvus amir d'akam shvusu, right? Yeah. And also, it's just a b'seiras of idei shemata los yadea. Kilu he also malacha asur daraisa shab yadav shemekuf peyafa kovas peya kama nikav chayim siyel davar bedavar shemata tzoy lev lakifo. Zei yashli shomim mimenuk shetaniach lachto chati ponai lo beres kochav liatoras hayisraelis as yadea yaleo. Yeah. Says in the kudas hakesef. Links. Supposed to be linked to the Kulas HaKesef directly from the Taz. He didn't do it. Let's see the links now. Better be here. Is it?
Yeah.
Here it is, the Kulas HaKesef. It's really going on the Taz. It's a little here. Oh. Drav Tumuim. Ein B'shach Lokosha Midi. Gama Shabbos. Also, the phone. Reason we should shugger with that. Tiva lach liyontef and nochas said zeshara tavora kemosh avair. And here's your vort. To mashakosav she came in the messiah havikilo osa malacha shasur b'shabbos v'yomtev dumu the nigaf leoshin kupayav sedal tor betarti. Number one, it's not a daraisa, as I'll explain. Number two, ken lo shayik messiah the davka v'hakofa. The yechad amakif, the yechad anikif, and mashma with the purest Rashi, but the local makas of chaf mebeis, the shaminim in the kro, hachi lo sakifu, plural, lo tanichu lahakif. You shouldn't take the payas off, and only your payas be taken off. Inami be'achkav eloshen rabim, atrei azirachmana nikif amakif. End quote of Rashi. No, so wait, why is Messiah relevant? Watch, it's beautiful, shach. And the be'enu mesayeh potter should have a lav shein b'maisa, who be mesayeh chayev kedisa b'shas hosa. Al b'sharas horas lo shayach lo medachay mishem mesayeh mesayeh b'mamish. Mefurish gemar in Shabbos avchav tzadi gimel lo manal v'beitz avchav beitz manal mesayeh b'mamish. Then in Shabbos mutavil lechatchila who muskim mikol haposkim ayin sham. Therefore, the Taz is wrong. The Taz is wrong, Rabosai. According to the Ravan that I like, Tzipor Makabidina, like the Bach, Pshito, you have to tell the guy to take it off. Even if the guy takes it off, you do it yourself. It's not a daraisa. Why? Why? Shvus shelo bekli. Rabbanan, yeah. Fine. Leave out the other part. Rabbosai adkan. Adkan. Mered de gavart. Mered de gavart. Who holds like the Rivash, the Chacham Tzvi, and he says it's only a Yochid, no one holds like him. And we saw the Korban Nisan, how do you know that it existed in the Mishkan? We saw already yesterday. Okay. Rabbosai, he quotes a Gemara and Rashi and Makkos. Let's take a look at Makkos. Always look things up. Rabbosai, look things up. Gemara and Makkos. Where's Makkos? Chaf of the Beis. Where is it? Oh, Lav Shei B'Maisa, B'Makkos L'Yatzmo, B'Seh Adir V'Yakol. Right? Fine. So we already saw what Rashi said. Let's take a look in the Ritva for a minute. The Ritva is beferish like the Shach. Where is it? Come on. Oh. You get the kashle. Maseyeva mamish. Mikkel kuchel kusel yisrael b'yomta. You put some blue stuff in. Yisrael blinks. Maseyeva mamish. Lo kashle. Ain call a Messiah and Shovin. The Messiah. Hold on. Let's come to the other pshat. Rabbi Meir say, the Balav Messiah Yesh Balav. Lo bein in Siyua Ela Kadesh Yivo Meisa. Look us all of the Meisa called to Sagilo. As we said, Kimas Balav Meisa. This is the pshat of the Nakudas Akesef. But there's another pshat in the ritual. What's the other pshat in the ritual? Ain call a Messiah and Shovin. The Messiah, the host of the name of Mamish, why? Shederech ha'ayin lememus lemiftuk tzas. People always blink in their eyes. Avahocha, siyu ha'godalu, kishemazmin lo atzmo bisaro. I go like this, you take my hair and cut it off. Not all siyum are created equal. Oh, that's like the tas. The tas distinguishes with a different kind of Messiah. Where did he do that? So that's the tomorrow Shia. I don't want to go late. Stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with the Inyanim of Misayaya. Try to finish up the Inyanim of Gozes. It leaves us Thursday to try to get into the Psik Resha Sugis, which are more general. Let's want to talk about Rosh Hashanah. Take a vote tomorrow. We want to talk about Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, which is our last year before Rosh Hashanah. I can do that. I can split it half and half. Whatever the time you don't want. That's what I'll try to do with Seattle Shema. Okay? Good.
With the rooster diamond, I always thought that when it comes to secretion of the Lone Nicolai and all those things, the Lone Nicolai is the malacha which is being done.
Correct.
So to say that the hot air coming in is the Lone Nicolai to then cause the stuff to happen, the hot air coming in, like I was saying, is the Metzius which is happening, but it's not the malacha itself.
I'm with you.
How
can someone address you? That's what he says. I'm just telling you a fact.
So why does Magen Avraham?
We have Shia straight through. We don't miss anything.
We have Shia straight
through. No, we have to have Kippur. The last Shia.
Officially, there's no even. Officially, there's even no
college.
College.
We have Shia and the Seres Mitzvah. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. It's only 4 days out of 10. Banning 400. Ted Williams.
Shatni Adaprayim.
406.
Shatni Adaprayim is a hair that's going through the hair that are attached to the scalp like this. And then when you comb, you pull this hair out, which rips these hairs out, right?
Something along those lines. But the Kiddush and Adaprayim, the Gabi Sipshatni is right. He's just separating those ears from all the other ears. I don't know.
I don't think that's not the Metzius. If that's true, then what does the comb do?
pulls out the clump, as he called it.
Yeah.
And they have now separated from the other 990,000.
That's not nichale. That's dafkid lo nichale, because you're just ripping random hairs out of your head. You don't want that. You only want to take out the hairs that are knotted and clumped together,
right,
not the ones that are attached to the other hairs. So when you right, if I have hair like this, so the hair is interspersed.
Right.
So this is the nimin mudul dali.
Right.
Right. So the comb is going to pull this hair out.
Right.
So if his hair is actually knotted to one of these hairs, then it'll rip that hair out too.
Correct.
It's not going to rip out the other ones.
Okay. So rip out some hairs and leave out the hairs.
But if it rips out the ones that you don't want to rip out, then it's a lo nichale. Then it should be mutter.
I think it's only going to rip out the ones that you want to rip out. That's what I think I understand. Whatever. Look at it again.
That should have been saying Brera.
Yeah, well, do me a favor. Put this down because I want the people to look at it. My name is in it. Very, very important.
I was asking about the Magen Avraham. You have a Durabanan of Amir La'akum, and then you should have another Durabanan of Acher, like somebody else doing Tziporin from Tzadi Dalai.
Ah.
So why do you need Biyad? Could be even Bekli. You don't need it.
How do we pass by the Acher? Let me pass by Yach. Chaveru divrei kol poter. Pass the tag of poter. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. So look at it again.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow we'll try to look at it again.
Good cash.
Good.